Well, we weren't surprised at all, although we had had the opportunity from the ERA to put in a submission relating to their findings in their draft report, which is similar to the final report. And of course, we're totally opposed to it because we believe it primarily it's factually wrong.
How is it factually wrong, Jim?
Some of the statements they're made in relation to some of the aspects of our industry, for example, pricing, varieties, and other statements of seed, growers' returns, restrictions, et cetera, are just not true.
Well, I've got the report in front of me, Jim, and the ERA says the current restrictions, so the potato board essentially, increases the incomes of potato growers here in the state at the expense of WA consumers who pay a higher price for potatoes than they otherwise would. What's your response to those prices?
Not true. We have up-to-date point-of-time market surveys that clearly indicate that Western Australians over the last 10 years have been below the average price of the eastern states most of the time in that 10 years. Also, just recently, we have been substantially behind because they've got a shortage in the eastern states, but we haven't altered our price. And the last 19 months, we've been well below the prices in the eastern states.
Well, the ERA says it gets its figures from the Australian Bureau of Statistics. So how can those figures be wrong?
The Australian Bureau of Statistics have said themselves they should not compare their statistics with what is actually happening, because it's a bit like the old story of apples aren't apples. In this case, potatoes aren't potatoes, and they're not the same. Some potatoes have got dirt on, other ones are washed, others are large, others are small, etc., etc., and they don't canvass that where we do.
So where do you suggest the ERA gets its figures from?
Oh, the ERA, we've told them they should go to Fresh Logic in Queensland, which are in tune with Coles and Woolworths that sell nearly 80% of Australia's vegetable industry. Product, that's where they should go. They're in touch with them all the time, point of time. Not like the ABS figures that they were talking back as far as 2009, for God's sake. Ours are week by week.
Now, the ERA is also concerned the potato board is denying choice to consumers. Would there be more varieties available to consumers if the board was abolished?
No. No, it's interesting to note that we had 36 varieties last year grown in Western Australia. It's interesting to note that Coles and Woolworths will only give you enough room for 6 varieties in their stores. That's all.
Now, the potato board, the system was developed back in the 1940s. So isn't it a bit dated having someone tell growers what to grow, when to grow it, and what price to sell it at?
The principle hasn't changed, and the principle is the backbone of our industry. The principle of supplying consumers what they want, the amount of potatoes they need at the right price, and that is the principle, and we stick religiously to it. Our Act is being reviewed every 5 years since 1946 by learned persons in Perth, and it still remains there because it works.
Now, one thing that isn't working for growers is interstate trade. So, for example, in South Australia, growers don't need a licence to grow spuds, so they can grow as many as they like, and they can put it on a truck and send it to WA.
Precisely.
And compete in our market. So isn't that unfair for our growers, the current system?
No, not at all. Not at all. Our system in Western Australia is not a monopoly. South Australia can send their potatoes over here any time they like. But the problem is, of course, that we've got fresh potatoes, as against theirs are not fresh. And secondly, our prices are cheaper.
Now, another point the ERA makes in this report is it estimates the continued regulation of the potato market will cost the WA economy around $33 million over the next 15 years. So why should the WA public allow the potato industry to drag the chain of the economy.
Well, that is just complete rubbish. It is just rubbish. How can it cost the West Australian economy all that money when we are indeed the lowest or the cheapest in Australia selling our product? That is just absolute rubbish.
Well, there seems to be a lot of rubbish in this report with the economic regulator. Where to from here for the industry if this is all so false?
Well, what I'm saying to you is that I question the credibility of the ERA. Their findings are based on an old-fashioned, anecdotal, ideological viewpoint, when in fact they should stick to the facts. Now, how can the government of Western Australia spend hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars on the ERA when they've made up their mind in the first place?
Now, the ERA has been pushing to abolish the Potato Marketing Board for many years now.
Yes.
What's the likelihood of this happening?
Well, I'm very confident that the government will take into consideration in Western Australia the growers that survive in all these regional areas of Western Australia and the relationship they have with the consumers in Western Australia. I'm confident the government will give us another 5 years, at least.
Jim Turley, thanks for your time this afternoon.
Thank you. Bye.